Ministers, men and women of our armed forces, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Trident Juncture here in Trondheim. Trondheim used to be a stronghold for rebellious Viking kings. Today, it is host to a well-disciplined NATO force, which is a great achievement. All here for the NATO exercise Trident Juncture, the largest NATO exercise since the end of the Cold War. Our security environment has become less predictable. NATO has become more capable. And Trident Juncture demonstrates that strength. With 65 ships at sea, 250 planes in the air, 10,000 vehicles on land, many experts in cyber, over 50,000 personnel from 29 allies, as well as our close partners Finland and Sweden. This is a defensive exercise. It is not directed against any country. We are transparent in what we do, and we welcome the international observers from Russia and from many other countries. We exercise to strengthen our ability to operate together, to test and certify the NATO response force, and to send a clear message. NATO has the capabilities and the resolve to protect all allies against any threat. In this exercise, we are defending Norway against an armed attack. The scenario is fictitious, but the lessons we learn are real. NATO's mission is to preserve the peace, not to provoke a conflict, but to prevent the conflict. To do so, we provide credible deterrence with the strength and the speed of our forces and our ability to operate together. This is what Trident Juncture is all about. So let me thank the men and women who have come from across the lines, from North America and Europe, to take part in this exercise. I would also like to thank Norway for hosting us all. During this exercise, our troops have experienced snow, rain, cold, and sun. So you can always rely on Norway to deliver unpredictable weather. And that's the best weather to conduct exercises in. So best of luck with the exercise. Thank you so much. Tusen hjertelig takk.